There were rallies, ceremonies, and speeches, with, in many communities, a sea of orange shirts. And there were celebrations of indigenous music, language, art, and culture. And most importantly, there was time to reflect on the past abuses of the residential schools. In Ottawa, at one of the events, Prime Minister Mark Carney addressed the crowd.
Truth is the foundation of justice. And the truth is, for more than a century, this country ran residential schools. Over 150,000 First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children were taken from their families and their communities, torn from their languages, their cultures, and their identities. On this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, we honor survivors and the children who never returned home. We reflect on the devastating legacy of the residential school system. And we, as a government and as a people, we match remembrance with responsibility.
It's been nearly 10 years since the recommendations from the National Truth and Reconciliation Commission. There were 94 directives after hearing from thousands of residential school survivors who told their personal stories of pain and tragedy. Carney says his government remains committed to advancing the work of that commission. Governor General Mary Simon, who is Indigenous, says some progress has taken place, but much work remains.
Inequities persist, and we share a lifelong responsibility to address them. I have seen Indigenous people striving to heal while still struggling to meet basic needs. Too often, they lack access to adequate trauma-informed mental health support that honors their traditional healing practices. So today, I call on every Canadian to renew their commitment to reconciliation.
Simon says she sees a world where young Indigenous people can embrace being Canadian without compromising their identity. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.